From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Islamic militants capture a World Heritage Site in Syria. A Syrian rights group says the Islamic State group is now in control of the famed ruins of the ancient city of Palmyra, hours after seizing the Syrian town from government forces. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Islamic militants took over the 2,000-year-old UNESCO World Heritage Site late Wednesday. There are so far no reports of any damage to the ruins. Irina Bokova, who heads UNESCO, the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, issued a plea to the Islamic State not to destroy the World Heritage Site.
We may have different beliefs, we may have different views, but we have to protect such incredible vestiges of human history.
The Islamic militants have released videos of them destroying other ancient sites they have captured. The militants pushed nearly all of the Syrian government troops out of Palmyra by late Wednesday following a week-long siege and heavy fighting in the city's north, according to the observatory. The siege of Palmyra comes just days after Islamic State fighters captured Iraq's western city of Ramadi. U.S. President Barack Obama Wednesday reaffirmed his support for Iraq's prime minister and the decision to plan an operation to try to retake Ramadi as Iraqi forces and Shiite militias surround the city for a potential recapture. Iraqi troops have retreated east while militias answered the call of Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to join the government forces en masse near Ramadi in an effort to try to retake the city. Read more about this on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. diplomatic official is in Myanmar. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has spoken with government officials there calling for improved treatment of the country's Rohingya minority, a day after Washington signaled it is willing to help provide refuge for the thousands of members of the ethnic group stranded at sea. In Washington, State Department spokesperson Marie Harf was asked about the willingness of the United States to take in the stranded migrants.
I think the Malaysians and the Indonesians have requested some help resettling people. We're taking a careful look at the proposal. We're prepared to take a leading role in any UNHCR-organized multi-country effort to resettle the most vulnerable refugees. I'd note that more than 1,000 Rohingya have already been resettled to the U.S. so far this fiscal year.
Some 3,000 refugees and migrants, mostly Rohingya from Myanmar and Bangladesh, have been rescued or swam ashore in Southeast Asian countries over the past 10 days after being abandoned at sea by people smugglers. Thousands more are thought to be adrift with dwindling supplies. And now European Union lawmakers have added their voices in the call from Myanmar to end the persecution of Rohingya Muslims and for Thailand to launch investigations into reports of mass graves of the Muslim minority. The United States has sent a top official to Israel in an effort to revive talks on a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons, a central issue of a nuclear treaty review conference that some fear will end Friday without progress on global disarmament. The State Department confirmed that the Assistant Secretary of State for International Security and Nonproliferation was in Israel to discuss the issue. An Israeli foreign ministry spokesman declined comment on Thomas Countryman's visit, saying it was a very sensitive matter. Establishing a zone free of nuclear weapons in one of the world's most tense regions is a rare point of agreement between the United States and Russia these days. Frustrated by the delay of the conference on the zone that was supposed to take place 3 years ago, Russia has proposed that UN-led talks be held no later than March of 2016. China's Navy is reported to have issued 8 warning messages to a U.S. military surveillance plane that passed over a group of man-made islands Beijing is using to secure its sweeping territorial claims in the disputed China Sea. This is the Chinese Navy. This is the Chinese Navy. Please go away quickly. That said a voice in English, according to a report on CNN, whose reporters were allowed to fly in the U.S. P-8A Poseidon spy plane on Wednesday. U.S. officials have expressed increasing concern about China's land reclamation in the sea. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.